Dr. Murphy, thefibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. Thank you for joining me tonight for my Tuesday night Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia teleconference. I look forward to your calls this evening. I'm a board-certified chiropractic physician. I've been in practice for 24 years. I've specialized in fibromyalgia the last 18 years. For a number of years, I owned a very large integrative medical practice on the campus of Brookwood Hospital here in Birmingham, Alabama. I had five medical doctors who worked with me, and we used a very judicious use of prescription medications and relied mostly on natural supplementation and natural therapies to help our patients with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, and other chronic illnesses. In 2003, I sold that practice. I got my boarded in nutritional medicine, and I went out solo. So since 2003, I have been out practicing by myself for the last number of years. Practice has evolved to be about 95% phone consults. I work with my patients by phone, and I get to work with patients all through North America. I'm able to do that because I am able to order lab work, whether that be blood work or functional medicine tests, the tests that I talk about in my book, for patients to be able to go get blood drawn in their hometown or for test kits to be sent to the patient, whether they are in Los Angeles, California, or London, England. And so my practice has changed quite a bit over the last several years, but it's still the basic thing that I've been doing for almost two decades, which is specializing in fibromyalgia. I've just released a series of videos, and I hope that you've had a chance to check those videos out, maybe some of you on the call because of that. And my intention is to continue to release more and more videos that help people realize that, number one, that there is hope. They do have a chance to be able to reverse their fibromyalgia. And I'm going to have one of my patients come on here in just a moment, and she's going to share her story. The other intention is for people just to realize that, you know, traditional medicine is not the only way and really is not the best way to try to solve your problems with your fibromyalgia, because traditional medicine really for fibromyalgia is a dead end. And if you've been in the medical system for a number of years with your fibromyalgia, you know that's the truth, because traditional medicine really is based on treating symptoms. And the problem with that model in fibromyalgia is there's just so many dadgum symptoms associated with fibromyalgia: poor sleep, diffuse aching muscle pain, anxiety, depression, fatigue, irritable bowel, restless leg syndrome. And the list can go on and on, right? And before you know it, you're on 6 to 12 different prescription drugs, and many of those drugs are being recommended to cover up the side effects of the drugs that you were on previously. I'm not anti-drug, but I'm anti-wrong drug or too many drugs or drug only. I just don't see that as being the solution for fibromyalgia. What I have learned in almost two decades of specializing and only working with fibromyalgia patients day in and day out is that the only hope for fibromyalgia patients is to get healthy. And that sounds very simplistic, I realize that, but it really is the case, because somewhere along the way, the person with fibromyalgia, their body breaks down and they're just never the same again. And drugs don't make you healthy. Now, they can be helpful, no doubt about it, and sometimes they're your only choice. And they can be life-saving, thank goodness we have them. But long-term, as a long-term treatment plan, we know that whether it's Lyrica, Cymbalta, Savella, Ambien, Mobic, or whatever the new drug du jour that comes out for fibromyalgia in the next few months, it's going to get a lot of press, but then it's going to be another drug that's cast aside because, again, there's not going to be one drug that can fix all these symptoms. And when you start throwing a bunch of drugs into the pot of soup, trying to get the recipe just right, you increase the risk of potential side effects. Case in point is Ambien. So many of my patients, when they first start with me, are taking Ambien. But the potential side effects of Ambien are the very same symptoms you'd see with somebody with fibromyalgia: diffuse achy muscle pain, flu-like achy pain, fatigue, fibrofog, depression, fluid retention, incoordination, imbalance, dizziness. Does that sound like fibromyalgia? Absolutely, it does. It sounds like the symptoms of fibromyalgia. So oftentimes you can't tell whether it's the medication or it's really the fibromyalgia that's causing the problem. So in my practice, what my goal is to find and fix the causes. My goal is to make sure that I'm not just covering up symptoms and doing it with natural supplementation. I don't think that's any better than trying to do it with prescription medication. I use functional medicine, which looks at how well or how poorly the different systems in the body are functioning. Then once I know that, then I know where the person is broken down, where they need the most help. And based on the protocol that I've been using for the last 20 years, I know what I need to do to fix that biochemistry. Once I fix the biochemistry and correct the physiology, the person now is able to start to reverse their symptoms and get their life back. For some people, most people, that's reestablishing deep restored to sleep. For others, it's fixing adrenal fatigue. Others, it's finding and fixing a low thyroid disease that's been there for a number of years that's contributing to their fibromyalgia symptoms. For other people, it can be neurotransmitters, problems, low serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, brain chemicals that need to be fixed. So these things can be found through proper testing, but unfortunately, most doctors in the conventional world, when you have fibromyalgia, they tend to kind of sweep all your symptoms underneath the fibromyalgia rug. They put the label on you, and you're kind of doomed for the next forever, because they just, when you come in to see them, they really run out of things to recommend, and they just tell you, oh, it's just your fibromyalgia. You're going to have to just learn to live with it. Well, one of the patients that didn't, you know, decided to do something different is my patient Laura, and I'm delighted to have Laura. And I'm delighted. She's done really well. We've got some more goals that we're working on, and I have no doubt we're going to achieve those. We've achieved quite a number of goals already, and I'm just so proud of her for her hard work and what we've been able to achieve together. Laura, if you're on the line, if you would be kind enough just to hit *6 and join me. So hopefully we got Laura on the line here. She's Laura, if you're there, if you'll hit *6. And while we're waiting on her to come on board.
Can you hear me?
I sure can. Hey, Laura, thanks for joining me tonight.
Sure.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about your story, just kind of how it all started, and go back a little ways and tell me how your illness became compromised, and then what you've tried that didn't work and what you've tried that has worked?
Okay, sure. Well, I'm 46 years old, and I would say about 20 years ago, I started experiencing neck pain, and it just, you know, continued and persisted, and I ended up going to see a rheumatologist. I don't know, that probably took about 5 years before I did that, and then kind of began my journey and on a lot of different prescription medicines and physical therapy. I tried physical therapy. I tried all kinds of different types of physical therapy. I was on Vioxx at one point. I was on Lyrica at one point, on a lot of different medications, just, you know, following the advice of the rheumatologist and trying different things. I just kind of got very frustrated. I was doing some looking on Facebook and saw Dr. Murphy's book and started looking into him and his information, and it all made sense to me, and I was just amazed. I actually didn't really always believe I had fibromyalgia, and would kind of just sweep it under the rug and, you know, call it arthritis. But when I read his book, everything that he said spoke to me so much. It was amazing. So I was on, when I came to Dr. Murphy 6 months ago, I was on Cymbalta, a muscle relaxant, tramadol. I went to a pain specialist as well and had some nerve ablation shots, needles in the back to try to help with pain. There's a specific wording for that, but I don't even recall what it is at this moment. But was on two different kinds of blood pressure medication, and I take Tylenol daily and take Celebrex as well, and just still had a lot of pain, and just would sometimes be so frustrated and in pain, and on some days it would bring me to tears. So through his program, it's been amazing. The difference is amazing.
So when you started, if I remember right, looking, because we talked today, I think you're on 7 different meds. I think you're on maybe 1 or 2 now.
Right.
And, And when we started, when I did some blood work on you, one of the things that we saw was that your hemoglobin A1C level was elevated, so it was a 6.2, and you know, we both had a concern that you might be heading into type 2 diabetes, which neither one of us wanted you to be heading. And then, of course, we did your blood work today, and your hemoglobin A1C has now dropped down to 5.4, which is, you can't really get much better than that. So anything under 5.7 is great. And your C-reactive protein level, I was just so thrilled to see that today. For those of people who don't know what that is, C-reactive protein is a marker for inflammation, and it can be any kind of inflammation, but primarily inflammation in the cardiovascular system, so the blood vessels and the heart. Anything above 3, and you've got an increased risk of heart attack and stroke, so it's not something to be taken lightly. And when we first tested Laura, what we saw was that she had so much inflammation in her body that her CRP was at 20. We retest and it's down to 6. Now, we still got a little ways to go, but as she continues to get her thyroid working correctly, her adrenals working correctly, and lose weight, that number should continue to come down. And then your triglycerides were, that's the fat, the blood fats, were 267. You never want that above 150, and they're down to, I think I told you, 122
yeah.
today. So pretty amazing. I mean, you've worked so hard to get better, and I think we would both agree that part of that was laying the foundation and then the anti-inflammatory weight loss diet.
Right.
Now, how much weight have you lost on that diet?
I have lost 62 pounds and 78 inches.
Wow.
In 5 months.
Yeah, and so when people hear that, they think, well, it's all about the weight loss. You know, it's not, because, you know, you tell me, I mean, the weight loss is great. You know, obviously, if you're carrying around extra weight, your blood pressure is going to go up, so you have to be on blood pressure medication. If you're carrying around an additional 50 pounds, it's like carrying around a small child on your back all day, hard on your knees, hard on your bones. For every additional pound of fat you have, your heart has to pump 10 miles of arteries, veins, and capillaries to support that fat. So it's very tiring. Since you've been on the diet, would you say that you've noticed an improvement in energy?
Absolutely. I've had a mm-hmm. huge improvement in energy. I'm a Girl Scout troop leader, and recently I had taken several of my Girl Scouts on a trip to a ski resort to go snow tubing, and I actually snow tubed with them. I never would have thought about doing that 5
yeah.
months ago.
Yeah, that's great. We shared that story. We had that in common, and I'm in really great health, and I was, you know, that was exhausting for me. So I was really excited when you shared that you were able to go tubing all day. That's a lot. It's fun, you know, but boy, it can really wear you out.
Yeah, and no doubt I was tired afterward, but like I said, that physically I would not have been able to do that before.
Yeah, good tire. Well, now tell me about, so I know you had quite a bit of pain when we first started, and how's your pain doing now?
My pain is greatly reduced. I feel so much better. I'm up and more active, and my husband and my kids notice a difference. They notice that I seem to feel better and that I'm, you know, happier and just healthier. They can tell, and I definitely notice as well. It's wonderful. It's and I'm not pain free, but I'm off of all but really one prescription medication, and I do take Tylenol, and I do have some pain, but it's very manageable, and it's tons less than it was before.
Mm-hmm. And you had some issues, not terrible, but you did have some issues really just with your sleep, and we were able to fix that. Did that make a difference when we did that?
Yes, absolutely. I actually thought that I slept pretty good, but now I realize what sleeping well and getting a good night's rest is. I definitely feel more rested on an everyday basis. So it's wonderful.
So I always, and you know, because it drives all my patients crazy, but I always use this scale. 0 to 10, 0 is where we started, and 10 is what we're shooting for. That's the best. So if we were a 0 when we started 5 months ago, where are you now? 0 is the worst, and 10 would be the best. Where would you say you are overall right now?
I would probably put it, okay, you'll laugh at me, but 8.5, because I'm not quite there, but I feel so much better.
Yeah, I would agree with you because we still have to get that CRP level down. I know you got some goals to continue to lose some more weight. You're well on your way. You're doing fantastic. And your metabolism is really going up, so I think you're just going to continue to improve each and every week, if not each and every month. Well, so tell me what, when we first met, I mean, what, well, I guess even prior to our first consult, that new patient consult, what were you thinking prior to that consult? What were your reservations about doing a phone consult? Because I think that's kind of intimidating to some people.
Right. It was very intimidating. Honestly, I was very skeptical. How would this
mm-hmm.
work?
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. how would you really be able to help me? And
mm-hmm.
and especially over the phone. So yes, I was definitely skeptical and, you know, just, you know, a little anxious, but you know, as we started everything and got the test results back and worked towards things, as I started to see results, then that's when, you know, my confidence built and I felt much better about it. And it's been an amazing journey, an amazing transformation, and I can't thank you enough.
Well,
for getting my life back on track.
Well, I so appreciate that. I mean, I love doing it. I mean, it's what I love to do, and I love helping people who, like yourself, who are real proactive and, you know, ready to do something. So it was a big, you know, big leap for anybody. I totally get that. But I think so many people get stuck like the deer in the headlights, and they stay stuck for years and years and years. They don't ever try to do something different. So, well, what would you share in closing? What would you share for the people that are listening or may listen to a replay of this? What advice would you give them?
I you need to be your own health advocate and do your research. And
mm-hmm.
I think Dr. Murphy is awesome. He's wonderful. He's a godsend. And I would highly recommend to anyone who's experienced some of the things that I have, or battle fibromyalgia like I have, I would highly recommend the program. Go for it.
I like
Take
that to be
back.
Your own advocate. Yeah, thank
right.
you so much. Thanks, Laura.
Sure.
Thanks for joining me, Laura. I look forward to talking to you in the next couple weeks.